Page 154. Read. Fear on the brain.
Your heart is racing, your hands feel like ice, and your skin is clammy with sweat. Butterflies swarm in your stomach, and it's impossible to think straight. You're scared, that's obvious. But what makes your body react this way? It's all your brain's fault. Fear is an emotion, and all emotions, including fear, are made in your brain. Fear is your brain's defensive response to danger. You might be thinking that sweaty hands and a stomach ache are not helping much, but these are all part of your brain getting your body ready for rapid action. You breathe faster to feed more oxygen to busy cells. Your racing heart pumps more blood around your body, so muscles are set for fast action. Down in your middle, your adrenal glands flood your body with adrenaline, a chemical that gives you a burst of strength and energy, makes you extra alert, and even numbs pain. Adrenaline also makes you sweat and can give you an upset stomach. And if you can't think clearly, it's because your brain wants to focus on only one thing, the danger in front of you. Where does fear come from? Fear starts in a very old part of the brain called the limbic system. Scientists think the limbic system first evolved in early animal brains about 220 million years ago. Even the dinosaurs probably had a limbic system pretty similar to ours. The limbic system does two things very well. First, it interprets information from your senses, the things you see, hear, and feel, and decides how you should react emotionally to that information. The limbic system also stores memories of danger, and whether what you did, say running away, helped or made things worse. These memories help the brain make very fast decisions about how to respond to threats. Fight or flight. Fear is automatic and happens instantly when your brain sees trouble. You don't have to decide to be afraid. And the fear response is very similar in most animals, including humans. First, the animal freezes for a split second, focusing all of its attention on the threat. If it decides the threat is not serious, the animal calms down. If the danger is real, the animal might stay frozen, hoping to hide. Or it makes a quick choice to defend itself or run away, a reflex called fight or flight. You can't get rid of fear entirely. Fear is built into your brain and is a basic part of human and animal nature. But you can learn to control what triggers fear, what your brain sees as dangerous. And understanding fear can help you choose to react in other ways besides running or fighting. Getting fear under control. When fear strikes, it can be hard to think clearly and not panic. But with practice, you can tame fear. No one is actually fearless. Brave people still feel fear like everyone else. The difference is in how they respond to it. People who work in dangerous jobs, like police officers, firefighters, and airplane pilots, learn to manage their fear by practicing for emergencies so they'll be prepared if the worst happens. They learn to focus on what needs to be done. Then they practice it over and over so that in a real emergency, they can act quickly and without thinking, even if they're really scared. Planning and rehearsing help them learn not to be distracted by fear. They also learn to balance their fear with the knowledge that they can solve the problem. Pilots sometimes call this skill deliberate calm. Practicing for scary situations can help, even for less dangerous moments. If you are nervous about having to give a speech in front of a class or assembly, rehearsing can keep your fear in check and help you focus on doing a good job. Fear is an automatic reflex, thanks to the brain's limbic system. But the way we deal with it is not. It takes practice to learn to stay calm in scary situations, but it can be done. After all, learning is what the brain does best.